COVID-19, better known as coronavirus, has spread throughout the world. Symptoms of this respiratory disease include fever, cough, and shortness of breath. These symptoms may show up 2 to 14 days after exposure. If you're experiencing these symptoms and have come in contact with or in an area with an ongoing outbreak, please call a hotline and/or consult a physician. Clean and disinfect high-touch surfaces. For more information, please visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast. I'm your host, Dan Scotland. If you are currently a medical marijuana patient and want to tell your story and be featured on the podcast, feel free to email me at iamcannabissativa@gmail.com. Feel free to hit us up on Instagram at iamcannabissativa. You can also find me on Twitter at icsativapod. You can find and subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, iTunes, Anchor FM, Overcast, Radio Republic, TuneIn, Stitcher, Google Play Music Store, and more. Please rate and review us on iTunes, as rating and reviewing us will bump up the pod on their algorithm and put this podcast in front of even more eyeballs. If you like what we are doing, please become a Patreon supporter of the podcast and support us. Supporting us helps us to keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for hosting, equipment, and travel. And you can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/IAMCannabisSativaPodcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/ICSativaPodcast. You can support this podcast for as little as $1 a month. We also have a $5 tier if you're feeling extra generous. A special thanks to our current patrons and supporters. Shout out to friends of the show Reefer Revolution for supporting the podcast. Shout out to our new Patreon and friend of the show, Gracie Gatto. Shout out also to Joy One Love 420, also a friend of the show and founder of Keystone State Reviews. Becoming a Patreon or financially supporting us through Anchor, Patreon, PayPal gets you perks like early episodes, exclusives, and shout outs at the beginning of every episode. We also have been recently syndicated by friend of the show, Russ Belfill, and will now be featured weekly on Radical Russ Radio right before his show from Monday 7 a.m., Tuesday 9 a.m., Wednesday 11 a.m., Thursday 1 p.m., and Friday 3 p.m., all Mountain times. And without further ado, let's get to the episode. Howdy, folks. So it seems that someone over the DEA, a DEA that was tepid to anything except for CBD for a very, very long time, seems allegedly at this moment that they are giving the stand down order to keep Delta 8 legal. DEA emboldens Delta 8 hemp businesses by signaling that the cannabinoid is federally legal, written by Cal Yeager. States are increasingly moving to ban or restrict Delta 8 THC. Again, let's be clear, state governments in this context. So state governments are increasingly moving to ban or restrict Delta 8 THC products as they gain popularity, particularly in jurisdictions without legal marijuana markets. But as regulators contemplate the legal status of the cannabinoid, officials with the Drug Enforcement Administration, DEA, are signaling that at the federal level, at least, it is not a controlled substance at this time. Hemp industry advocates are touting recent comments from the DEA representatives who responded to inquiries about Delta 8 THC. Officials with the federal agency have indicated to state regulators that products containing more than 0.3% Delta 9 THC, the most commonly known intoxicating cannabinoid, is controlled, but that the 2018 Farm Bill that legalized hemp does not explicitly ban THC isomers. And so from a federal perspective, DEA seems to be saying that there's no explicit prohibitions on the other newly popularized cannabinoid. That said, agency does not control hemp unless it crosses the potency threshold to legally transfer into prohibited marijuana. Otherwise, the crop and its derivatives are in the jurisdiction of the U.S. Department of Agriculture, USDA, and Food and Drug Administration, FDA, the latter of which issued warnings about possible adverse health effects from Delta 8 products. Again, I question those, but I'm going to digress. Hemp businesses are highlighting two recent DA comments on the issue. One from a letter sent to the Alabama Board of Pharmacy in September. Shout out to all my Alabama listeners. The Alabama Board of Pharmacy in September, and the other during a virtual town hall hosted by the Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services in June. Shout out to my Florida listeners and all my listeners around the flat planet. Kidding, obviously. All right. Kite on the cannabis first reported on the remarks. During the town hall event, DEA Chief of Intergovernmental Affairs Sean Mitchell was asked flatly whether the agency considered Delta 8 THC illegal. He said, "What I have to say is that I'll be very, very deliberate and clear at this time. I repeat, at this time, per the Farm Bill, the only thing that is a controlled substance is Delta 9 THC greater than 0.3% on a dry weight basis," end quote. So again, you're having big wigs being like, stand down. This is kosher under the 2018 Farm Bill. As long as it's not above 0.3% per dry weight basis, as long as you don't exceed that, anything else is fair game. HHC, Delta 10, whatever. Just don't exceed this with your Delta 9 and you are good. This is what this official is telling you. So again, this is a stand down. This is effectively a stand down order by the DEA, pretty much on a federal level. But again, our system of federalism allows states to do things according to their population. So again, even in adult use and legal states, you're seeing some Delta 8 bans. And I think a lot of those bans in legal states are from big marijuana that are ticked off that people are getting HHC, THCO, Delta 8, and even some per dry weight legal Delta 9 edibles. I think there's some edibles in the market that are 10 milligrams THC, but it's like 150 milligrams CBD. But again, that's legal under the 0.3% dry weight basis rule. That's legal. It's fair game. So there are people getting that and using that as medicine. And again, the dispensaries are butthurt about that. So they're telling the teacher and they're having the teacher ban those things because the big marijuana, they're crying that it's quote unquote unregulated and that they're being undercut. That's what's going on when you're seeing it banned in adult use states. And even in states that haven't implemented medical or adult use, I think that they're gearing up for that. When we do get medical, the people that we're going to pick the benefit off medical, we don't want them having to compete with Delta 8. I'm guessing that's what's happening there in your illegal states. But in your legal states, I really feel that's the game being played on people with these Delta 8s. Again, it's a threat to them, so that's why they're banning it. It's a threat to big medical marijuana states like Arizona. It's a threat to their big marijuana associations. It's a threat to them. They're being undercut by getting Delta 8 instead of the people, you know, going to their dispensaries in Arizona. And prior to adult use, you weren't able to grow unless you lived more than around 20 miles from a dispensary. So you were only able to grow your own if you lived in a rural area. You're only able to get that exception from what I've read and what I've learned. But let's continue. In the more recent letter to the Alabama regulators, DEA further explained that cannabinoids extracted from the cannabis plant that have a Delta 9 THC concentration of not more than 0.3% on a dry weight basis meet the definition of hemp and thus are not controlled under the Controlled Substances Act, end quote. The agency said only tetrahydrocannabidiol in or derived from the cannabis plant, not synthetic tetrahydrocannabidiol, is subject to being excluded from the from control as a tetrahydrocannabidiol in the plant in the hemp. Apologies if I read this before, but the agency said that only tetrahydrocannabinol in or derived from the cannabis plant, not synthetic tetrahydrocannabidiol, is subject to being excluded from control as a tetrahydrocannabidiol in hemp. It further clarified that Delta 8 THC synthetically produced from non-cannabis materials is controlled under the CSA as tetrahydrocannabidiol. But what is synthetic THC? After all, Delta 8 THC products are most commonly made by synthesizing legal CBD from hemp. According to the letter, DA considers unlawful synthetic THC products to be those that are produced from non-cannabis materials, end quote. Some hemp advocates see that as a green light for CBD synthesized Delta 8 THC. Again, it's really weird. Like they're it's like they're saying anything that's below 0.3, I think, yeah, 0.3 percent THC, Delta 9 THC on a dry weight basis, anything, any product that comes out of that from the CBD products, fair game, according to them. And you can make Delta 8 as long as you're not doing it from any sort of crazy method, any sort of crazy non-cannabis method. That's vague as heck. But again, that vagueness is saying, oh, all right, you can get it through, you know, if you're just fooling around CBD, okay, that's fair game. Anything, any Delta 8 you derive from that, that's fair game. I think that's what the hemp vendors feel that the DEA is currently saying. But again, I'm not a lawyer. I don't play one on TV. And again, taking legal advice from me is a even taking legal or medical advice from me is a profoundly stupid idea. I always say that. So again, don't take medical or legal advice from my tweets or any episodes I put out. Just saying, putting that out there. I just point out what works for me or what works for my listeners or the fellow Nuganooches that listen here. That's all I do. Lucas Gilkey is with the Texas-based hemp company Hometown Hero. Yeah, I hear good things about them. Shout out to my Texas listeners, which filed a lawsuit last month against the State Department of State Health Services over a recent decision to specifically ban Delta 8 products. He said in the video analyzing the new DEA comments that it is very clear that a lot of the states that are going after the Delta 8 and other hemp-derived cannabinoids to try to make them illegal are being very disingenuous. Quote, I think state officials know that the DEA did not have the intent to make these products illegal, and I think they're trying to put words specifically in the DEA's mouth, and I agree with that comment, he said, end quote. Regardless, DEA's new comments on Delta 8 do not undo any state bans on the substance. Again, we have federalism in the United States for better or for worse, so states can exclude Delta 8 even if it's federally legal. Again, I mean, in places like Mississippi and I believe North Carolina and Oklahoma, they were holdouts on alcohol prohibition. It took until like the 60s or so, or around that time, until you can legally do it. Legally get, hard liquor or a bunch of liquor in general. But again, like, states can do what they want to do. So even if it's federally legal, states can still make it illegal, or states can still be like, yeah, we're not fine with this stuff. For better or for worse, that's the system we've got. But I'm digressing. FDA, meanwhile, is making clear that it is aware of the increased market demand for Delta 8 THC, but it has yet to move to ban the products. The agency also announced a plan last month to us novel data sources like Reddit to gain a better understanding. Oh man, you can't really trust our government. Our government has lied too many times, in at least my lifetime. They lied about the WMDs. They lied about Russiagate. Did you guys know that in the 90s that America interfered in Russia's election? Like there was a communist person or a socialist person that was supposed to, that was nipping at the heels of Boris Yeltsin, but America did not want Russia going back to communism, so they put some Clinton political operatives in Russia to overturn, to make sure that Boris Yeltsin won and that capitalism prevailed in Russia, and then Boris Yeltsin ended up winning. So again, I mean, this whole, oh my goodness, the people meddle, dude. It's like people are so ahistorical. They jump at what the mainstream media says without actually reading history. But I'm digressing. I'm throwing some history lessons and I'm talking about cannabis. But anyway, it's not good when your government that you can't really trust is looking at Reddit. So again, maybe the stand down order is temporary, but I think for now they have their hands tied. And here's how I know that they have their hands tied. Let's finish this off. The agency also announced a plan last month to us novel data sources like Reddit to gain a better understanding of public health issues surrounding the use of Delta ATNC and other cannabinoids such as CBD. Okay, I'm not going to read this whole article, but I'm going to wrap up with this. Drug overdose deaths top 100,000 for the first time. First time in my lifetime that it's gotten this bad. Never anticipated this. I mean, I've known former roommates, like relatives, listeners of the show. So many people I've heard, coworkers. I've heard so many people in my life in the past, like at least like the past 10 years or so, that have been impacted by this opioid crisis. So many. But again, I'm not going to read this whole article, but drug overdose deaths top 100,000. So you have federal government that, you know, it has this federal government, CIA, all these organizations. Hi, CIA, Kevin and Nancy and FBI, Kevin and Nancy. Peace and say hi to the kids for me. But anyway, just kidding. But anyway, our government has its tentacles everywhere, so it's keeping track of these deaths. It's like, okay, we need a release valve for these opioid deaths. How do we do that? How do we have a release valve? Okay, you know, Delta 8 is springing up all over the country, even in states that haven't even done haven't even legalized a form of medical or a form of adult use. You know, it's catching fire in places like Wisconsin and Kentucky, you know, and we still have a terrible opioid crisis. All right, fine. Let's also at the DEA, let's just stand down on this Delta 8 stuff for now. Fine. Cost of doing business. Just allow it. Just allow it as a treat for these folks. That's what I feel is happening. But don't ever take it as us being out of the woods fully. But not for me. I can be found anywhere you find podcasts such as iTunes, CastBox, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and other platforms like it. You can follow me on Instagram at _IamCannabisSativa and on Twitter at ICSativaPod. And as always, everyone, stay medicated, my friends. Peace out and ciao.
If you find yourself coming around often to my podcast and want to support our humble little project, there are quite a few ways you could do so. Supporting us helps us keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for hosting, equipment, and travel. You can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/IamCannabisSativaPodcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/ICSativaPodcast. You can support the podcast for as little as $1 a month. We also have a $5 and above tier if you are feeling extra generous. Additionally, if you wish to get in contact with us, you can leave a voice message on Anchor, and you can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/IamCannabisSativaPodcast and click the send voice message button, and I may just play it on a future episode. You can also call and leave a voice message at 617-466-9389, and I may just play it on a future episode. Feel free to join the ever-expanding I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast planet on Discord. We've got a Discord.
Discord channel. And that Discord channel can be found at https://discord.gg/greg/65tg2nr. Again, that is https://discord.gg/65tg2nr. Feel free to check out Sequoia Organics for a great source of CBD and hemp-based products. You can check them out by the link https://bit.ly/33fkrv9, and you can enter the following coupon codes for extra discounts, such as dogtreat20, tincture20, 40% sign off ISO, 15% sign off CBD, and that applies to the entire store. And as always, everyone, stay medicated, my friends. Peace out and ciao.